everyone. Welcome to Stutter Talk, changing how you think about stuttering one podcast at a time. I am your host, Peter Wright. Wrights is starting off this show, as always, with some good voluntary stuttering. I'd like to welcome to the show Craig Curry. Hey, Mr. Curry, how's it going today?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
Craig Curry joins us today from California for the fourth episode in our series on faith and stuttering. Craig Curry has stuttered all of his life and has been employed for a California sheriff's office of about 400 employees for 17 years now. Craig was promoted to a correctional deputy sergeant in the jail. The jail is pretty big. It houses 700 inmates. Mr. Curry was raised in a church and has been a Christian all of his life. Craig married his high school sweetheart, and they have a 21-year-old daughter in college. I enjoy reading your posts on Facebook, Craig. I'm excited to talk to you today.
Well, thank you very much. I'm excited to talk to you too.
So our big topic today is stuttering and faith. And to be specific, you are a Christian who stutters. And just before we get into that, if you don't mind, I want to ask you just a little bit about working in law enforcement, because I'm sure there's many people listening who are saying to themselves, wow, you know, he stutters and he uses his voice for authority. How does that work? So could you just talk a little bit about that?
Well, it's always been a dream of mine to work in law enforcement. Law enforcement runs in my family. When I was planning on applying to our sheriff's department, I had speech therapy all throughout my school years, including using the delayed auditory feedback off and on. But about 6 months before I applied, I put myself through my own therapy to further enhance my tools so that I would have a better chance of making it. So when I applied, I was concerned because you are in a position of authority. Granted, I'm not an actual police officer on the street, even though I have police officers' power while on duty, but in my application or in the application process through the county, it states specifically that candidates must be free from any condition which might have an adverse effect on the performance of the duties. So that really concerned me. And so I put a lot of effort into trying to be able to speak and use my tools and speak as fluently as I could. Anyway, so I applied, and before I knew it, I was sitting in front of the sheriff being offered a position in the jail. So I was very excited.
You know, sometimes I wonder if it's just the luck of the draw, because, you know, clearly you're qualified. And, you know, do you think you just happened to be interviewed by a sheriff or a team who may be more compassionate than other teams? Because, you know, I have heard from a number of stutterers who could not get the job in law enforcement because of their stuttering, or they think because of their stuttering. So do you think you just happened to work for good people?
Well, I think maybe in my case, I don't classify myself as a severe stutterer. I'm classify myself as a mild stutterer. If I was applying to the street where I would have to testify all the time at court or stuff like that, they may have had some reservations. However, the jail, I think working in a jail, maybe their standards were a little bit lower in that respect. But for some reason, I was usually pretty fluent during my oral interview boards. I think maybe because I was under so much stress at the time that I really monitored my speech and I talked slow and I used a lot of the tools that I refined. And also, our department seems to be a little bit more, I've been there about 17 years now, and our department is a very good department. They seem to be pretty empathetic. We've had an officer who retired some time back who, I believe, he had polio, so he had a pretty bad limp to his gait. And I also found out about 4 or 5 years ago that there was an officer there who actually stuttered quite openly and quite bad. So,
but do your colleagues or most of your colleagues know that you stutter, or are you able to get through the day without much noticeable stuttering?
Well, all my life I was a covert stutterer, and I went to my first NSA convention in Fort Worth, Texas in 2011, and it had a profound effect on me. I met hundreds, literally hundreds of other stutterers, and I realized that I was not alone, and I could speak openly and stutter freely, and it was so liberating. And I came back with a renewed vigor to really open up and become more overt about my stuttering and the acceptance of it. But during my early years of law enforcement, I did everything I could. I used all my tools to pretty much hide my stuttering, avoidance techniques. I wouldn't talk if I knew I was going to stutter. I was pretty quiet and shy and reserved. But it's kind of funny. Once I put the uniform on and I walk through the doors, I don't want to say that I become a different person, because your core personality is always going to be who you are. But it's like the uniform gives me a sense of confidence, and I'm able to actually speak more fluently at work than I am away from work. I don't know if that makes sense, but...
No, it makes total sense. And, you know, I'm just speculating out loud here, but I wonder if it's somehow similar to acting, like you're almost acting a role of sorts.
Yes, I would say, because I don't want to say that my stuttering caused my lack of self-confidence or insecurities, but I do have those traits. And yes, my job has actually promoted those aspects of my life. So like I said, once I put the uniform on, I kind of become a different person. And when I was line staff working directly with the inmates, I thought one of my biggest problems was having to stand before a group of 70 to 100 inmates after they're acting up and tell them what my expectations are and what the rules are. But I never really had a problem in that area because, like you said, I was probably acting, you know, the psychological aspect of it. I was acting. So, you know, I raise my voice and I lower my tone and I speak with conviction and authority. And so it hasn't been as bad as I thought it would have been.
Well, I had a conversation with a speech therapist 20 years ago who specializes in stuttering, a very good speech therapist. And I remember talking to this person about my concerns about all the jobs I couldn't do because I stuttered. And somehow we started talking about law enforcement and being a fireman and jobs like that. And he said to me, you know, I've never actually met a police officer or a fireman who stutters who couldn't do the job. They always seem to get the job done when they have to answer the phone, when it's an emergency, when it's their turn to talk. So he said to me, we can speculate all day long that people who stutter can't do emergency service jobs like being a doctor or being a police officer or a fireman. But when it comes down to it, they always seem to get it done. Now, I don't have any evidence to support that, except it sounds like that's kind of what you're saying. Like when push comes to shove, you get it done.
Well, in my case, my stuttering has made me a courageous person, has given me that determination and perseverance and made me strong in a lot of other areas. And there are probably some career choices that may be limited, but I love to read and study about my impairment, and I've learned that there are lawyers and attorneys who stutter, and that's just one example. So I know that we can all follow our dreams and do what we can to achieve those.
Yeah, I actually met a lawyer once who stuttered who said he thought part of the reason he got his job was because of his stutter, because the law firm wanted more employees with disabilities. So it's really interesting how these things can work for or against you. This is Stutter Talk. Peter Wright is here with our guest, Craig Curry. Craig, I could talk to you about law enforcement all day, but if it's all right with you, I'd like to move into Christianity and stuttering. When I had a rabbi on air and when I spoke to Phil Schneider, I asked them if there was a Jewish way to view stuttering. Is there a Christian way to view stuttering or to view impairments or disabilities?
That's a very good question. Well, in my church, the church that I attend, I was born and raised a Christian all my life. So in our church, the members are very loving, very caring, very sympathetic, very encouraging. I know maybe in other instances, some churches may be a little bit different, although I haven't had that experience. Maybe I've been fortunate enough, but I would say for the most part, you know, religious members and organizations are usually very, you know, willing or very encouraging and sympathetic to your plight.
Now, somebody posted on our Facebook page and then they took it down rather quickly because they didn't want it getting back to their church, but they posted something very painful that they had a problem with their church because the members kept trying to, the members would say things to the stutterer, like if you prayed more, your stuttering would go away and you just really need to give yourself to the Lord more and to pray more. And they even brought in a healer to try to heal this person. And she was just so offended by it all because it made her feel worse. And I think, you know, from what I can tell from the people I've spoken to, that seems to be, not a very common experience. I've heard a lot more positive experiences from people who stutter. So how does your church help you, and how does your faith help you deal with stuttering?
Well, you know, my God has always been my rock. I have a pretty good prayer life, and I always pray to Him not to, I don't question God why I was dealt with this affliction. I only ask Him to help me to use it in a positive way to help others deal with their afflictions. And, you know, my church has been very supportive for most of my life. I was, like I said, very shy and quiet, and I wouldn't perform in front of the church or say prayers. And like I mentioned before, when I went to my first conference, I really began to open up. And every time I do something now, they're very encouraging, and they come up and shake my hand, and they say, "We're so proud of you." And it just, that just builds so much confidence. And it's really sad to hear that some churches are not like that.
Yeah. And again, I haven't heard a lot of those negative stories, but I did want to share that one with you to get your feedback. It sounds like the way that you talk about the National Stuttering Association and your church, they sound very similar, where they just sound like they're both very accepting and supporting families. Is that about right?
Yes, that's exactly right. I would say that the church that I attend is a very supportive group. It's also my safe place, where I know that I won't be ridiculed or laughed or made fun of.
So, Craig, I've got a question that I'm dying to ask you. I was going to ask you this first, but I thought I'd be jumping the gun. So we have many speech language pathologists who listen to this show. And in my experience, religion is not something we talk about in professional circles. It's one of those things that most people keep private. So let me ask you, for speech language pathologists who are working with Christians, practicing Christians, you know, what do we need to know?
Well, that's a good question. I don't exactly know how to answer that. There are a lot of scriptures in the Bible. They don't talk about stuttering per se, but everybody knows the story of Moses. And I guess in a clinical application like that, you could bring up various scriptures where God is always by your side, and God will help you through various life, you know, circumstances and disabilities. And that's a good question. I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around that one.
Yeah. And, you know, we can come back to it, because I don't know if there's an answer. I'll tell you what was really helpful for me was speaking to Pastor Scott McHugh and then to Rabbi Seth Bronstein. And they both said in their own way that Christ, from the pastor and the rabbi, talked about God, that they don't fix you, but they're here to walk along with the stutterer in his or her struggles. And I really liked hearing that, because I felt I should be aware that that is a fairly common view amongst religious people, that they feel that their Lord or their God is not necessarily trying to fix them, but is there for them in their time of need. Do you think that's a good way to look at it?
Yes, I would say that's a good way to look at it. Throughout the Bible, you know, man has always called out to God for help in healing, you know, problems back in, you know, biblical times, such as, you know, leprosy and various diseases and, you know, stuff like that.
So I got another hard one for you, and I don't expect you to have an answer, but I just want to share it with you to get your thoughts. So when we were corresponding, you wrote to me, and I'm just going to quote you here, "I trust him, that's God, that I have been given this opportunity as a stutterer and a natural great fear of public speaking to encourage others to serve him in their own capacity when they see my courage to serve him." So, I mean, it really sounds like you're seeing your stuttering as a positive thing. And then I remember this time years ago where I was working with a family and the father was really angry at his young child for stuttering. And the father said to me and to the other professionals in the room that the child had sinned and God was punishing the child for the sin by making the child stutter. So the father was convinced that the child had done something to offend God. And, you know, as a professional, we didn't know what to say. Because, you know, you don't want to tell somebody that their religious views are wrong. But here's this child who's being told that they did something against God and they're stuttering because God is punishing them. So I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on that one?
As a Christian, I don't believe in that manner. As a Christian, you know, we are all created equal in God's, we're all created equal and we're created in God's image. And, you know, God does not interfere with, you know, life. Yes, he has a bold plan for us, but
Again, I just want to say to the listeners that this experience isn't common. I mean, I've worked in the schools now. I think this is my 13th year, and I've heard so many times that God has given me a stutter to challenge me and to make me a better person. But every now and then you're faced with something that I just shared with you now. And it's tough because, you know, you really don't want to be the professional who is giving the parent religious counseling.
Yes.
Wow, that was one of the more challenging things I've ever dealt with or faced.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Frank Stetchel, who's one of our regular listeners, he put a great question on the Stutter Talk Facebook that I've been asking a bunch of guests. So let me put it to you. How do you understand God's love in light of your stuttering?
Well, God has, you know, created us in his own image. And I know that God loves every single one of us, including myself, despite my afflictions. And God has a greater plan for us, and he's always there for us and will be there for us. And I just thank him every day. Like, you know, my stuttering has been a blessing in disguise because it has given me strength in so much more areas of my life. And it has helped me to become a better Christian because I feel a lot more closer to God in that respect.
So is there anything that the everyday stutterer that we need to know about Christians and stuttering or people of faith and stuttering? And the reason I ask is that, you know, when you go to a self-help meeting or conference or workshop, a lot of people are brought together from different backgrounds. And you find yourself at a table with, you know, a wide range of people. So is there anything that we should know about Christians who stutter?
Well, overall, I sincerely believe that religious people are very loving and caring. And I just pray that all members of church organizations would be that way. And it's very disturbing to hear stories otherwise, but for the most part, you know, for the most part, you know, religious people can be very loving.
So when we corresponded, you shared with me a quote that you're fond of, and I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, but it's in Philippians 4:13. Did I say that right?
Philippians
4:13. And the quote that you shared with me is, quote, "I can do all things through him that strengthens me." What does that mean to you?
It means that God is always going to walk beside me, and whenever I fall, his hands are always going to be reached out to pick me up. Whenever I sin, even if I sin on purpose and come back or fall away from God and come back, he's always going to be there with open arms, and he's just always going to be there for us, no matter what.
This is Stutter Talk. I'm Peter Reitzis here with Craig Curry. Craig is in California and works in law enforcement and is a person who stutters and a Christian who stutters. Craig, you have time for a few more questions?
I certainly do, Peter.
So you're working with, you have worked with a psychiatrist regarding your stuttering. What's that process like? Are you taking medications? And how's that going for you?
When I went to the NSA conference, I purchased a book. Actually, I purchased everything I could. So I purchased this book written by the doctor, and he's a clinician. I don't know if that's the correct term.
So he does research and he also treats patients.
He's a clinical psychiatrist, yes. And so I read this book and I was very excited about it, that he's in my home state. And so I made an appointment and spent about an hour and a half with him and his staff, and they went over pretty much my stutter and my anxieties and nervousness and everything that I've dealt with all my life. And he has a lot of inside information from, you know, testing and research. And yes, I am on some medication. It's not designed specifically for stuttering, but they're using it to treat the stuttering component, or the component of stuttering. And it has helped me reduce my anxiety and nervousness. And it's supposed to have an effect on your dopamine levels in your brain. And it's not going to completely take away stuttering. What it's supposed to do is really help and shorten with hard blocks, so they're not so long. And I've noticed through my life since dealing with him that my blocks are not as hard as they used to be. So I think it's had a positive effect on me.
Would you mind sharing the name of the medication?
He first started me on Saphris. It's Saphris. And I believe it is originally designed for schizophrenia patients. And it has a direct effect on reducing your dopamine levels. And I really didn't notice a whole lot about this. I was on it for about 6 to 9 months, and I see him about every 3 months. And so I brought this to his attention, and so he put me on something else now. It's called Latuda, L-A-T-U-D-A. And it's also a dopamine, I believe the correct term is agonist, where it reduces your dopamine, or an antagonist, I believe.
And have you had any side effects? I believe the common ones are drowsiness, dizziness, weight gain, nausea. Have you had any of those experiences?
No, I have not had any of those experiences. These medications are pretty safe. Obviously, there are some pretty strong medications out there that would have more side effects, but these seem to be pretty mild, and I'm pretty much on the lowest dose.
Yeah, and while I know that's the side effects, I don't know how many people experience those side effects. So I'm glad to hear that you are not. So actually, I wasn't planning to ask you this, but it just popped into my head. Is there a Christian way to view medication for disorders like this? So, you know, if some people say that, you know, God gave them the stutter, then is it okay to take medication to try to decrease the effect of the stuttering?
As far as I'm aware, there's no specific belief on Christianity and, you know, medication. You know, we do what we can within the world to take better care of ourselves in that respect.
And do you have anything else to share about your experience with medications for stuttering?
Overall, I believe they have helped me in a positive way. And even, you know, going to my appointments with him, which is, he's like 300 miles away from me, but going to my appointments with him every few months, it just keeps my mind focused and keeps me, you know, keeps my mind focused and more open, you know, talking with other people about my stutter. And it's helping me in a lot of different areas, just, you know, helping me become more open about it and just being able to talk about it with people. It's like such a weight has been lifted off my back.
Wow, that's really interesting, because I've talked with researchers about this, and they'll say it's sometimes can be challenging to do research on pharmaceuticals, because even if the person's on the placebo, they're still coming into the office, they still are thinking about stuttering, they're still traveling to and from and talking to us about stuttering. So it's really interesting that just being part of that procedure has also been helpful.
Oh, yes. I thoroughly enjoy and don't mind at all taking the time out of my life to talk with this doctor and other doctors. And, you know, it just keeps me on track.
So let me ask you one last question, Craig Curry, and I can't thank you enough for joining us today. So for people who stutter who are considering a career in law enforcement, what would you say to them?
I would say that you can achieve, I want to say anything you want to. I want to say don't let your stutter hold you back. I want to say go for it, because that was my belief. Before I went into this career, I was very nervous and apprehensive, but I've been there 17 years now, and I've promoted to a sergeant where now I manage people, and I have to sit in management meetings, and I've had my troubles, as most stutterers have trouble, you know, sitting in, you know, business type meetings or settings like that. And, you know, just follow your dreams and put the work in and take your speech therapy serious, and you can do it.
Well, that's a great place to leave it. Go for it. You can do it. Follow your dreams. I love it. Sergeant Craig Curry, I want to thank you so much for joining us today on Stutter Talk.
Thank you so much, Peter. It's been such an honor.